Do you spend a lot of time in planes, trains, and automobiles? Then you should try an audiobook. Audiobooks can help you read on the go. And Penguin Random House Audio offers innovative professional tips from successful business influencers such as Charles Duhigg and Sheryl Sandberg, or turn off your work mode and relax with a novel by Jonathan Kellerman or Steve Barry. Visit tryaudiobooks.com for more listening suggestions.
Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. If you thought the Starwood-Ong Bong deal had run its course, there is more to the story as the Money Beat crew continues to dissect the latest in what's becoming an epic saga of a deal. The latest details coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to the Money Beat podcast. Paul Vini and Stephen Grosser here with you. Stephen Grosser, is this the podcast where we do my 37-minute recap of The Walking Dead?
Please no.
Really?
Yeah. I know John Carney read every single one of your recaps.
He did. Wasn't that impressive that he said that?
Your head's getting a little big.
Yeah.
And by the way, can we also talk about what is this phone you're using?
This is my
He's got a flip phone,
my burner phone. It's my emergency phone that I have with it. But I bring it in here because I use the stopwatch, so I know how much time we spend talking. So that's why I have it. It's not for, you know,
the ancient technology still works for a stopwatch.
Yeah. You know, if we had Dana Simaluka in this studio, this would be a Walking Dead podcast.
That is true.
But we have Dana Mattioli in the studio, and we're happier with this Dana than Simaluka.
We got the right Dana.
We're going to talk some deals. A lot of deals. You know, Monday's usually a big deals day, but we have one deal in the Alaska Air deal. We can talk about that. But the more interesting one I think we want to go in is we're still sort of dissecting and post-opping this Starwood-Anbang deal. You were part of the leader on this one. Just take us the real question is, well, you know, why the deal fell apart and what it means, right?
Right.
So let's kind of just wade in and let's go through that. We still don't really know why they pulled out Anbang, why they pulled out of this deal, do we?
Their advisors don't even know. It's very mysterious.
Wow.
And, you know, they created this bidding war, really frenzied bidding war. They tried to break up an existing deal with Marriott, only to flake at the last minute and go radio silent and back out.
Yeah.
And what we found when we were kind of peeling back the onion about the deal was that they were super aggressive the last few weeks when they came in with this bid. They went to lengths to try to get the confidence of Starwood and its board, who was already a little bit wary. They even agreed to something that's pretty much unprecedented.
Yeah, this is shocking.
You know, because Starwood was wary and they already had like a bird in the hand with Marriott,
they
agreed that they would pay the $14 billion for Starwood, even if they didn't get Chinese regulatory approval, which was like one of the biggest issues with the deal.
Wait. They'd pay the $14 billion? Even if they didn't get to do the deal?
Even if China said, no, it's no go. Well, we've never
heard of this
ever
billion
happening.
$14 billion. They'd pay.
Exactly.
And not get the company.
Not get the company.
Wow.
So it's a concession we've never seen
I've been working in deals for like 11 years.
Are you sure that wasn't just like a mistake of the translators? I mean, that just seems... Yeah, I've never even heard of anything like that.
Oh. This is how wary Starwood was because... You know, China has a reputation for flaking.
Yeah. And it wasn't just – it's not just because it was China. I mean, like, Anbang was also – like, this deal goes back, what, to about a year ago almost, maybe a little bit, like May, June.
Yeah, over the summer.
And, you know, the way they were acting didn't give Starwood a lot of confidence.
That's right. So when they first got involved in – it was a public bidding process for Starwood – Anbang shows up. No one had really known much about them. And, you know, everyone's putting forth their bids and saying how they'd finance the deal. And the advisors told us, you know, Anbang came in and said, don't worry about it. We have the financing. They said, well, where's the papers and documents to back this up? They said, oh, we've done other big deals. We got it undercover. And they said, well, that's not good enough. And it just kicked off this, like, really unusual deal talk.
Yeah, I mean, like the CEO called in everyone from vacation, like, at the end of August, last-minute meeting. Called in the advisors. Everyone was on vacation, ruined vacations.
Flying back and forth from China for these, like, last-minute meetings.
And the other thing, too, that, you know, you'd expect an answer to for Starwood, if you're, you know, in the deal negotiations, is what are your plans? Like, what do you expect from returns? Mm-hmm. Why are you buying? Like, but Starwood never got any of this, right?
That's right. It was actually really unusual because if you're going to make your biggest deal ever, a $14 billion bid, you'd think you'd want to do a lot of due diligence. You'd want access to the data room and sort of come up with your return on investment and everything else. And from what people involved told us is even toward the very end, Anbang didn't do like the normal levels of due diligence on this company that they were agreeing to pay $14 billion for no matter what.
So going forward, what does this mean? Like, you know, if you're, you know, on the board of a U.S. company.
Wait, can we, before okay. we get to, before we get to going forward, because that's, we do want to talk about that, but I want to get back to, you mentioned that the advisors didn't even understand the reasons why they pulled out. When you guys interview, when you talk to them, how did they sound to you? What was the sense you got from them of just how mystified they were by all of this?
It's perplexing to everyone involved.
Yeah.
It really is, because they came in so aggressive and seemingly like they really wanted to do this deal no matter what, and then it flipped on a dime and without any real reason. I mean, they cited market conditions,
yeah,
but that's such a vague blatant answer, and no one really knows how to interpret it.
Right. All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcast.